Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Come join us on this trip. Now, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. We can't call it Top Star Free Bowling.
Well, if you didn't already know, it's the new year, everybody, and welcome to 2023.
2023.
That has already killed someone.
He's not dead. He's
no, it killed
all
Ken Block.
In critical condition. No. Okay. Well, okay. There's just a lot of critical condition situations going on. It's just like it's not ready to complete the job just yet. It just started. It's just getting its feet wet, trying to see who it can fuck
it's
with.
It's letting us know that it's here, and I don't like it.
Honestly, that's yeah.
20, like we woke up the morning of the first, most of us with hangovers, going, something's already happened. So yes, if you didn't already know, Jeremy Renner was in a snowplow accident, which if you've seen his video from a couple of days ago when he was snowplowing in his back garden, how he is like in critical condition but alive, that thing was a monster. And apparently, like, he ran over his leg and he's lost a lot of blood, but his neighbor is a doctor, came over, did a tourniquet, he was airlifted to hospital. And then last night the Bills playing the Bengals, one of the safeties, DeMar, he was headbutted in the chest and he was ambulanced to a trauma one hospital, which is like a 24/7, you know, like when you see in Scrubs or in some TV shows, like the patient's being rolled in and like the doctors are there ready to go. That's basically trauma one, that's level one kind of shit. It's both of them, you know, put some prayers down, send some good thoughts and some good wishes. But also recently we lost a rally car driver and famous just driver overall, owner of the Hoonigan brand, which, like, Need for Speed is sponsored by, so to speak. He died in a snowmobiling accident. I believe that was either yesterday or the day before.
It's fucked to say, but I feel like all I'm getting is just a lot of red flags and staying the fuck away from snow.
Yeah.
I'm very glad I live in a very warm climate. It's been raining a lot, but, you know, it's water.
But, like, you'd think if you had a snowmobile or snowplow, like, the first thing to do would be safety.
You know, when I heard about Renner's thing with the snowplow, my mind went to that scene in The Happening where that dude collapses and his lawnmower runs him over.
Oh, God.
So, and I was just thinking, man, you should have just used a shovel.
Dude.
Am I wrong? He wouldn't be in the news this way if he just used a shovel.
He's not even here to defend himself.
That's fair. But I thought it was funny and I wanted to say it.
Well, we wouldn't be freeballing if we didn't take a little bit, if we didn't take some risks. And Lord knows, we've taken some risks. And you know what 2023 calls for, Sebastian? A whole year's worth of risks, my dude. Woo, let's get it. That's, yeah.
That's so many risks. But I get it. You know, it's the year of risks. You know who else is taking a big risk this year? James Gunn.
How is James Gunn taking risks, Sebastian? I'm an idiotic audience member listening to the podcast that for some reason doesn't know. So
tell me, Teacher Sebastian, what's James Gunn doing with DC to fuck it up even more than he's already done?
So, if you didn't know, James Gunn has been named a co-CEO, chief or whatever, of DC. And in his first few acts, he's rubbed some people the wrong way. I feel like there was some excitement when he was initially brought in.
Mm.
Now everyone's kind of looking at him with, like, you know, those side eyes, like, what the fuck's this guy doing? His Wonder Woman 3 has been canceled.
Yeah.
In its current iteration, that's been canceled.
It's gone. Bye-bye.
It's done. Black Adam is not getting a sequel in the new iteration of the DC
universe. Makes sense. Black Adam sucked.
It wasn't great. It did not warrant a sequel.
No, it was awful.
But the biggest thing, probably the one that, you know, has pissed people off the most, Henry Cavill will no longer be returning as Superman.
Can we get a resounding gasp?
Like, how I get it, you know, he wants to start fresh and everything, but why have Cavill come out, announce that, you know, he will be returning for Superman, only for like a month later be like, nope.
I have some news on this, so if you would allow me to sort of barrel roll off that point for a sec.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson knew DC was collapsing, so to speak. Dwayne Johnson, audience members, if you didn't know, The Rock. that was a bit mean. Dwayne Johnson was actually rallying for the head of DC position and sort of forced DC heads to accept Henry Cavill and sort of took that as them sort of succumbing to The Rock's almighty will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it failed. He failed, I guess, you know, came up against some paper.
Jesus.
That paperwork will get you. There's a whole lot of it. So what he tried to do with Henry Cavill was use him as his, like, sort of, oh, Black Adam versus Superman will be, like, the next big DC thing. Like, that's what we're going to ride off. And like, but if you hear about the news of Dwayne Johnson's time in DC, he was offered a cameo role in Shazam, Fury of the Gods. And in return, Zachary Levi would have made a cameo in Black Adam. Dwayne Johnson's apparent response was, I only play with the big boys. And then did the whole, we got to get Henry Cavill in. That's what the audience wants. That's what your fans want. But like, it was never about that. It was about him trying to take control of DC, and he fucked up. And basically, DC wasted all this money putting that movie out there, so they couldn't afford to put any other movies out last year. And again, you know, old head, dead. Well, he's probably not dead, but, you know, gone. You know, 6 feet underground. And we have James Gunn and Peter Safran, and they were like, yeah, let's not touch that at all and just take the you know, you got to swan dive sometime. It's called a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. And I think right now they're still free falling, and they can't see their hay bale. Is the metaphor I would use for James Gunn and Peter Safran right now. Like, the DC tower behind them is collapsing. They've had to jump off. But luckily, they're both super creative, have built universes, have given us characters that seemingly would have never been on the big screen or little screen all, and have, succeeded big time. So people just need to just... You know what you do with the stock market? You know what you do 9 times out of 10? You hold. people just got to hold. But there's a whole lot of loud fans on Twitter, is all I'm going to say.
But it's like you said, it's a leap of faith. And it's, you know, it's not like these guys haven't proven themselves. Like, look at what Gunn did with Guardians of the Galaxy. Who the fuck were the Guardians? Now you know all of them. They are household names now, you know, and look what he did with the fucking Suicide Squad. He led to Peacemaker, which was phenomenal. So, you know, these guys have fantastic track records.
We got the fucking Weasel in his latest Suicide Squad movie.
And it was
Polka Dot Man, bro. Like, James Gunn walks into DC Studios and goes, "Who's your most useless superhero supervillain?" And they said Polka Dot. And I was like, "Give me him.
I want him."
We got one of the greatest moments from movies a couple of years ago. One of my greatest superhero movements of all time.
I'm a superhero!
That was awesome.
So, I'm
just going to do a little bit of a search here. Peter Safran. Oh, big man's British. Film producer? Manager? He's worked on a bunch of DC stuff. He's working on Shazam, Aquaman. Probably why those movies are still in the DC slate, because he's worked on them. The Nun 2 coming out this year, and The Crooked Man is... Wait. The Crooked Man is still... It doesn't have a date, but that's still... Yeah, there's so many... posts here are like, wasn't it supposed to come out in 2022? Yeah, Suicide Squad, Conjuring 2. He's a poster boy for DC. So yeah, I think with James Gunn's creative mind and Peter Safran's knowledge of where DC is, I think they're in good hands. Just, have they handled it well? I know some people say yes, some people say no. I'm going to say yes, because whenever something does happen, James Gunn seems to sort of calmly explain himself on Twitter.
So here's my question, jumping off of that point. Is there any way, is in any scenario that any of this happens, do you think everyone just, you know, smiles and waves? Or
absolutely not. No, never. That will never happen.
The backlash was unavoidable.
The backlash is unavoidable. There's always going to be the audience members of...
No, that's not what I wanted. That's not what we want.
Like, who's the we you're speaking for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the trolls on Reddit that think they've read enough Superman comic books, enough just comic books in general, to be able to create a... cinematic universe. Half the shit that you read can't be 100% accurately adapted at all, if ever. You have to look at a combination of this comic book and that comic book and that comic book. Like, there's a little bit of the Long Halloween in almost every Batman since the Batman Begins. I think there's all like... you're never going to please anyone. And if you try, you'll fail. And I think that's why Kevin stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Kevin, you know, some people would look at Kevin Feige now and go, you know, there's a certain... who plays Two-Face?
Which time?
Dark Knight.
Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart. There's a certain Two-Face quote from Dark Knight that I think some people would put against Kevin Feige at the moment.
You die a hero. You live long enough to see yourself villain.
Phase four was. I know phase two kind of sucked, but phase four was.
It was a rough one. That's not to say that there weren't some fucking gems in there.
There were some gems. I think but there's a whole, lot, but
it is definitely kind of a limp, as opposed to like obviously three was fantastic.
I just wish Twitter would stop this whole. Something comes out, and it's either. This is amazing. This is exactly what we wanted. And 2 weeks later, like, people are still posting about that movie. And, now the comments are, if you think that movie is good, then you're not a true Spider-Man fan. Oh, Doctor Strange 2 was trash. And I was like, what's this whole toing and froing kind of business that's going on?
Fans are very fickle, man. And like honestly, it's crazy that it's been a minute, but
a second viewing changes a lot. Like I'll admit that.
No, and that's fair. And like this, it's not often that I'm able to connect this stuff to like wrestling and shit, but
yeah.
Like one of the most recent things you get behind someone, to try to build them up and company gets behind them too, they win their big one and it's great. It's like you have this fantastic moment where the audience loves this person and they are a champion and they're this and that, and like 2-3 weeks later they're like, oh, now they're just shoving them down our throats. You fucking wanted them. It's like you actively got behind this person and now we've given you what you want, and it's like, and I think that's also part of it. You're being given what you want. How can you want? Can you really want it anymore? It's like no, because you're always going to want something different, and it's adapting to that and having to accept like, okay, if I give these people what they want, a week later they're not going to fucking want it anymore. Yeah. Fuck them! I'm going to give them what I want to do. I want to tell the story that I want to tell, and they're either going to get behind it or they're not. And at the end of the day, they're not the ones spending their lives making this shit.
Yeah,
I am, and I think that's one of the big things, like specifically like for James Gunn, like now he's coming. He obviously announced that, Henry Cavill's not coming back as Superman, and he's writing and directing a new Superman movie, which as soon as I read that, my mind was like, holy shit, James Gunn and Superman, bro. What? Yes, absolutely. If you're a fan of James Gunn, and you're upset by with the Henry Cavill thing, yeah, it sucks. And I personally liked Cavill as Superman. It was very rare. But
James Gunn don't want no sloppy seconds.
Nah. And that's the thing. Moving forward, the man worked with Marvel for a long time, so I feel like has a better sense of, like you mentioned, building universes, building stories that make sense, building worlds and characters that you actually give a shit about. Which is something that the current iteration of the DCEU was severely lacking.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, at least Marvel seemed to get right their staples.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, the things that went wrong, mostly in Phase 4, were the TV shows, which in some cases Marvel is still learning.
Yeah,
and once they finally find a foothold where the shows work, how the shows work against the movies, like there'll be a bit more of a rhythm, and then you've got to also remember, COVID upset a lot. But one thing that was already lost before COVID was this iteration of the DCEU.
that's very very true.
Ask
very,
any fan where you thought this shit was going, and before the Flash. Before Flashpoint started making news, no one knew. But if you were a fan of DC, everyone said, use Flashpoint to reset the DCEU with the actors you like, with the actors that you want, with the stories that you want, and then give us a through line. But like, what they need to stop doing or need to make obvious that don't belong are these standalone stories. Like when one of, like, say, now I'm going to tell you how this works. They're called Marvel specials now. Werewolf by Night and Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special are like Marvel specials. Perfect. Yeah. Right there. And but like James Gunn was like, I know it's called Marvel Special, but you should see this if you're gonna see Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy and you need that sort of, you know, puzzle piece so you're not asking stupid questions when seeing the movie.
Yeah.
But that's perfect. That way I know I can watch this and just click off, eat some popcorn, get a drink, and have a good time. Whereas DC, you know, look at all the comments after Joker and the Batman came out. Where does it fit? Where do they go? Which universe are they in? How do we know? People speculate, but nothing was ever actually said. Nothing was ever actually told to us. And I think that's where James Gunn is being so vocal with what he's doing. Like, he's vocal on Twitter anyway. He's one of the, like, he's one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. And because of him, I've started following more creatives like Rian Johnson, Christopher McCrory. Like, people that, like, respond to, like, actual fans, actual questions. Yep. And I love those kind of creatives. Like, they don't picture themselves on a pedestal. You know, like, they know people look up to them in this kind of sense. And, you know, if you are asked a question and you have the answer, it's nice to have that answer.
Yeah.
But James Gunn, with being so vocal, does have to, like, you can tell, like, a tweet is meticulously scrutinized before sent because, like, there's no off wording. No, like, every tweet can be considered like the Mona Lisa of tweeting. Is that fit? Like, it is like, is he being funny? Is he being offensive? Is he being a little bit backhandy? Like, how much information are we actually getting? But I think, you know, time will tell.
Well, one thing that he for sure hasn't, you know, been fully, you know, open and transparent about is who the new Superman is going to be. Obviously, the man hasn't written the fucking thing, but, you know, people are going to start to speculate, as are we, because that is the topic of this episode.
And here's us talking about shitting on fans, about over-speculating when they shouldn't, and that's what we're about to do, because we are fans.
At the end of the day, it's not going to stop us from doing that. But I also feel like, you know, us doing it, we're doing it in a way that, you know, makes sense. And we're looking at people who I wouldn't be upset if this person was, you know, if these people were cast as Superman.
Absolutely not. No. So, yes, before I interrupted, Sebastian was telling us that we are about to, what we would, like, I think it's the phrase fan cast. We're going to fan cast Superman for you. Whether you know some actors yourselves or you don't know some actors yourselves, you can go away after listening to this podcast and develop your own thoughts, follow ours, and go, I like what Ed said. You know, Sebastian's was a piece of shit, but Ed, you know, Ed was all right, because, you know, that's how I guess that conversation would go in their minds. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I've left off Michael B. Jordan. Because that movie is surrounded in Riddler question marks. We don't know if it's happening, but I will sit here right now, tell you, Sebastian, and the rest of the world, I'd like a Michael B. Jordan Superman movie. I think that guy's great. If Creed 3 goes as well as I think it's going to, I think let Michael B. Jordan act and direct that shit.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Honestly, when I heard that it was initially being talked about, it's like, it's a new take. It's definitely a new take on Superman, and I wouldn't be mad at it. I'd be interested in seeing, like, what he'd be able to do with that.
Yeah. Yes, I've left him out because we don't know, and at this point, I don't think even DC knows. But so, Sebastian, Superman. Who the fuck is this guy, dude?
Let's talk Superman. Give me the deets.
Give me the deets. So, Superman started in Action Comics number 1, 1938. Holy crap. At a time when America was literally on its ass, not last year, back before World War II.
The first major time it was on his ass.
The first time it was on his ass. created by Joe Shuster, Jerry Siegel. And he was, I don't want to use the term OP, but think of an ability that a superhero might have. Like, just reel some off.
Yeah.
Just like, X-ray has it.
Flight. Super strength.
Has it. X-ray eyes. X-ray. Has it.
Yeah.
Like, laser beam eyes. Has it. Huge dong. I don't know, probably has it. You know, there's some videos out there, probably with Johnny Sins, that, you know, gives Superman a huge dong. The man has the ability
to erase people's memories by kissing them.
That's huge dong energy to me. I really put you off. Don't forget, Dwayne Johnson,
to say
the Rock,
to say Superman
person.
Is OP, I feel like would be, you know, fair to say.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, we're not going to touch. We're not about to touch that Superman versus Goku argument. That's a whole other episode.
That's a whole thing.
Superman all the way.
No, it's fun. They did what is the name of the have you seen the channel Death Battle?
Didn't you show me Nightwing versus Deadpool?
No, that's a different one. There's a lot of YouTube channels that do like superhero fighting, but this was like they did Superman versus Goku, and Superman owned Goku.
Yeah, because he would.
I mean, at the end of the day, no, because it was literally because Goku's power has a threshold and it's finite. Superman doesn't have that shit. The closer he gets to the sun, the stronger he gets, and that should continue to grow. So again, to say Superman is OP would be very okay to say.
There was a comic book that came out recently in which Lex Luthor literally destroys all of the Justice League and sends Superman to the very edge of the universe. And to get back, Superman breaks the space-time continuum various times. So, like, as he steps in, like, through the last portal to meet Lex Luthor, he literally, behind him, I don't want to keep saying literally because I'm not a fucking incel, but behind Superman is all of the portals that he's opened to get back. And it's, like, it's ongoing. And Superman goes, like, I choose not to use my entire open threshold of powers, but I can when needed. And literally just clicks it. Literally, fuck me, I'm about to punch myself in the cock. He clicks his fingers, and Lex Luthor's armor just disintegrates off him. I'm like, this motherfucker, literally, went from the other end of the universe back to Lex Luthor just to do him. Literally just to do him. Could have given up, could have gone, oh, yeah, I'm here now, what's the fucking point? Was like, nah, it's fucking showtime. Boom.
It's fucking showtime.
It's fucking showtime. Like, what music is playing for that motherfucker's head as he's breaking the space-time continuum? Like, the show must go on, maybe? Just finger, like, each portal. Show must go on! And there's our first copyright strike of 2023. Okay, so, where do you want to kick us off, dude? How are you going to kick us off? Who is Superman number 5? Because I hope you ranked these. I hope your number 1 is your numero uno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So who's your number 5?
Essentially. Okay. So the way I went about it was I looked at, you know, what Gunn was saying in terms of like how he wants to go about writing his movie and wanting to focus on Superman's younger years.
Okay. I didn't do that. I just picked 5 actors that I like that could be Superman.
And that's the thing. So I took that into account. But for my number 5, he's the only actor who I would consider a young man anymore. Okay. So But I genuinely think he would do really well as Superman, and that is John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, nice.
Real quick,
do you think he's going to be Mr. Fantastic, or is that just like a one-off?
I don't know. So here's the thing. Part of me thinks that it was just a one-off, but I would love to see him get the opportunity to play like a fully fleshed out, you know, not superhero. Spaghettied out superhero.
Yeah, not spaghettied out. So why Krasinski for Superman? What makes you look at Krasinski and go, a motherfucker would don the red and blue like,
Because I looked at it in terms of like the two personas. So you have your Clark Kent, you know, he's very nerdy and, you know, he's very much an average guy. There's nothing special about Clark Kent. And, you know, Jim Halpert from The Office, nothing really special about him. And, you know, he's played a lot of characters. He's played characters that are like, you know, kind of whiny. They really just kind of getting by on life, bare minimum kind of shit. But then you flip it. And you see him in shit like Jack, you know, Jack Ryan, and, you know, stuff like that.
Have you watched that, by the way? Have you watched the latest season?
He's an ass kicker, man.
It was so fucking good.
and that's what I think Superman, at the end of the day, is. You know, he needs to be able to pull off a very convincing Clark Kent, which, for me, my favorite Clark Kent was Christopher Reeve. I thought he was fantastic as Clark Kent. And then the flip of the Superman being a total badass and, you know, being able to step up to anyone, but still have a sense of, you know, charmingness to him, which is why Tyler Hoechlin is a great Superman.
I love Tyler Hoechlin as Superman. Just not too much a fan of that new Superman, no new Supergirl poster though. Superman comes in Supergirl. That was a mistake.
That was not okay. But that I think Krasinski could pull it off. I think Krasinski could pull it off. And obviously he played Superman in, you know, that Super Pets movie, but, you know, I would love to see him in a live action Superman. I think he can do well at
it. Tyler Hoechlin, I remember the first time we watched Everybody Wants Some. And I remember pausing it when Tyler smashes, like, he axes the baseballs, like, two in a row. I remember pausing it and saying to you, that motherfucker could be Superman.
And then, boom.
A year later, boom. I was like, he listened. My apartment was bugged, I swear to God. The amount of ideas that, like... I vocalized and didn't vocalize. That actually ended up happening whilst I was in LA. I was like, am I being followed? God damn.
Bruh, same.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Right, so... My fifth. Who am I going to go with? I did choose five. But who's the weak? Okay, I'm going to go with like the one standard Superman casting that I went with. He's kind of young. He's getting on a bit of the older side. He's younger than Krasinski. I've gone with Henry Golding. Have you seen The Gentleman?
I love The Gentleman.
Yeah, he's the baddie in The Gentleman, pretty much, or one of the baddies.
He was also in Crazy Rich Asians. He was
and Snake Eyes, but we don't talk about Snake Eyes. Not in this house. I have any kind of a kid that talks about Henry Golding as Snake Eyes, that's not my kid anymore. You heard it here first, folks. I'll disown that son of a bitch.
Goddamn.
But like, just this guy can fucking act. Anyone that can go against McConaughey and like act like go blow for blow, not just physically, but like in terms of like dialogue back and forth. And this man just chews up roles. This man becomes the character that he's cast in. And I think if he was cast as Superman, he would become Superman 10 out of 10. And let's just say, like, I've put right here, he's already a Gen Z heartthrob, and that's the audience we need back in the theatres. And yeah. I think Henry Golding would get bums in seats.
I can see that. I think he's a phenomenal actor. Like, he's definitely one of those actors that's like, he just needs that the right role. He'll blow the fuck up.
He needs to fire his current agent. He's at, like, I know that he's taking, like, he's definitely taken some roles for money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he needs to stop doing that. There was this Christmas movie, I think, not this year, last year, with Emilia Clarke.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was actually called Last Christmas, based on the Last Christmas song, Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. Mm-hmm. The very next day, you shat on it. Anyway, or some shit, I don't know the words. it was not good. It was,
yeah.
Like, no, I never even saw it, but I can confidently tell you right here, right now, don't need to see it to tell you that it was not good. It was not well received.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if him and Gerard Butler have the same agent, but goddamn, that guy needs to stop working because he's fucking up royal. He's fucking up royal. There's didgeridoos and there's didgeridon'ts. Speaking of didgeridoo, who's didgeridoo number four for you? That's strike three for breaking Sebastian.
So my number four is actually someone who was he played Adam Smasher in Black Adam. Noah Centineo.
Oh, the Latina?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's got good charisma. I liked him. I liked him when he was on the scene. But he got like two scenes.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, he's one of those, he's done a lot, but like, he's also one of those actors that he needs that big leading role to really blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the movie is supposed to be focused on his younger years. I don't know how young that they're going with them. Mm-hmm. But this guy can play someone, he can definitely play someone in high school. He can play someone like early to mid 20s, and I think that's one of the things that I was kind of looking at in terms of like the people who I was casting. So I think he would do well, and he's got a very charming presence to him. And if given the right moves, like, he's doing the show on Netflix called The Recruit, so I feel like there's an action side to him that hasn't really been tapped.
That has good reviews.
So I think he'd be a pretty decent Superman. I think he'd be one of those guys that, like, you don't really expect it, and you kind of maybe look down on him. Like, I would give him almost like the Michael Keaton chair, where, like, you see when people... If he gets cast, people announce it's like, oh, it's terrible casting, this and that. And then you see him in the movie, and you're like, I'm going to shut the fuck up now because that was fantastic. Yeah. Like, I can see him doing that. If he was giving that shot, and I think that's all this guy needs is a shot.
I just give me that shot. Just give me that one shot.
I just need a shot, coach. Just put me in, coach. Come on.
Nah, I like that. Especially from someone like, you know, to go from like a shit movie to like another chance that's rare. But I hope, I hope he, like, if not Superman, I hope we see him again. Maybe a good casting for Ghost Rider.
It worked for Chris Evans.
Yeah, I could see that. So my number four, I'm going to go... I think you're going to say this one, so I'm going to take it now. Jacob Elordi from Euphoria.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't.
No, this guy, like, I think if they're going young Superman, they'll probably go as young as this. Like, a lot of people online said, I think his name's Jason Whitlock, but he's already Superboy in Titans. Like, I know his last name's Whitlock. I can't remember his first name. But, like, that's why I didn't choose him. And, like, as soon as I, like I'd already chosen Jacob Elordi, and I was like, I'm glad I went with him over that guy. Because, like, they're kind of fairly similar looking, but there's just a presence Jacob has whenever he's, like, in a scene on Euphoria. You can't help but, like, sort of, I don't know if it's the way they film it, because they are trying to film him as, like, a sort of manipulating abuser, so to speak. But, like, he commands presence almost in every scene. And I just think in a sort of young physicality kind of way, he's fucking got that. He plays the quarterback for that high school. But I imagine if there's the next character going to die in Euphoria, it's probably going to be him. well, he's not just sticked his dick in crazy once, he's did it twice.
Yep.
That's too much crazy, bro.
And it's, you know, it's funny that you picked him, because, like, you know, we were kind of talking about it before we hopped on, you know, the idea of picking characters that not only fit Superman, but, like, where you could see going with him. And because this guy can play such a great manipulative and just maniacal villain, like, I would, him as Superman, I can totally see going the full run and then doing that flip.
Going to Injustice?
This is a guy who, if he's Superman, this is the Superman you're like, that fucker's gonna break at some point, and I'm here for it.
My next one is a broken Superman.
Nice.
Like, all shall be revealed after your next pick.
All shall be revealed.
All shall be revealed next week. right now.
Right now. So my next pick is definitely probably the youngest person in my list. His name is Peyton Meyer. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I am not. No, tell me. Enlighten me.
So he's done primarily, like, Disney Channel stuff. He was in Girl Meets World, Dog with a Blog, and he was even in that, like, that shitty He's All That movie.
Oh, Jesus.
So, but my reasoning for picking him is because of his work in Girl Meets World. I'm a huge Boy Meets World fan, and when Girl Meets World came out, I was going to check it out because, you know, again, fan. And there was something, he played a guy who was, he was from Texas, moving to New York. And there was, as soon as I started thinking about, you know, this kept recasting Superman, I started thinking, you know, Clark Kent grew up in Smallville, Kansas. He went from country boy to big city, you know, metropolis, and, you know, being a reporter and stuff. So yeah. I can see this guy as that doing a fish out of water story and being, you know, the country boy and, you know, trying to make it in the big city and struggling to, you know, find himself while also keeping his true self under wraps.
Yeah.
So that's the direction I would go in with this guy. Like, I don't know if he lends himself to, like, the big bombastic. I'm pretty sure he could, you know, with the right training and work and stuff. If I was going to put this guy in a Superman story, that's the story I would tell. I would get him as he's leaving Smallville to Metropolis, because that's not really a story you've ever really seen. You don't really see Clark Kent adjusting to this new surrounding.
Tom, you know, Welling never got the chance.
And I feel like that would, and I think he would do really well in it. So that's my thing.
So
that's
basically do with Superman kind of where Marvel has taken and is taking Spider-Man.
Essentially, yeah.
That's sick. I'm here for that. Yeah, I'd love to see that. So my third, I've gone with Jesse Williams.
Okay.
Lead actor from Detroit Become Human, the PlayStation game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, like, he is Superman in a way that, like, he has the deep blue eyes. Like, you can just look at him and feel almost strangely comforted. Like, you look at him and you think, you're a superhero. You all, like, you are here to save me. You're not here to kill me. I would love to see him play Ultraman, which is a Freeze turned corrupted Superman. Basically, the villain on the actual Crisis Infinite Earths, not the one the CW universe did, but like the actual villain of this, of that sort of comic book arc is Ultraman, a corrupted Superman. I'd love Jesse Williams to be that. Like the reveal of this, of Jesse Williams being a Superman and sort of thinking, oh fuck, yeah, Superman, bro, you're here to save me. And then like, boom, hand to throat, in the air, and it's just like, he just stares at you. And the last thing you see is the face that you thought was going to save you, and he's actually like about to kill you. I would like that sort of character stereotype flip. I think he would fucking nail, man.
You know what's just to add on to that, because I feel like it would be such a fucking crazy visual. It's like he's got this guy up by the throat, and you're like, the last thing you see is the face of the person you thought was going to save you. He's going about to kill you. But I feel like the last thing you'd really see, like the slow building glow of his eyes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you just, from a distance, you just see.
And it's like, and it's just like, it's just a standard robber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not actually anything, like, I don't want to say standard robbery isn't that bad, but like, something that someone doesn't need to really die for.
Yeah. Like, there was, you've seen the Justice League animated series, right?
No, I have not.
So there was a couple of episodes where they kind of touch on this, where, you know, Superman kills Lex Luthor or becomes like the president or whatever, and so on and so forth. So, and they do this thing where the heroes from a different universe come in to try to stop him. And one of the things that stood out was there's a scene where that universe's Batman is driving the other universe's Batman around, and they see this guy, he's refusing to pay for a check. And he's being arrested and thrown into a cop car. And he's not being thrown in there lightly. Like, he's just being thrown in and then being driven away, to God knows where. Mm. And the whole thing is like, no one's going to take the big law enforcement seriously if you don't enforce the little ones. So, like, they crack down on all the little crimes, that littering. And, fucking jaywalking, speeding, all of that shit. Like, they throw the fucking hammer down.
Fucking so, like, that. State.
So, exactly. So, like, the way you were pitching there right now, that's where my mind went. And I'm like, fuck, dude, that is scary.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's the world where that Superman would fucking thrive in. And that would be horrifying.
Yeah. That, like, this guy, like, who is basically designed to save you is... you've got more of a chance of being killed by him now just for accidentally throwing your gum and missing the bin. It's like, you missed the bin. I'm sorry. Not good enough. Pew! Turned into human soup.
Goddamn.
So you're second to last, bro. Hit me.
All right. So my second to last is Colin Ford.
Colin Ford, you've chosen some really eclectic names I have no clue about. Who is Colin Ford, my dude?
I feel like you might know him. He played young Sam in Supernatural.
Can't fully remember.
Are you familiar with the movie We Bought a Zoo?
I'm not, no. I know Matt Damon is in it.
Matt Damon. So he's done a lot. He's done a lot of
stuff. He's been around.
And he's also in his
20s now?
I think he's like 26, almost 27.
Is he in the Winchesters by any chance?
No, I don't think so. He had a couple of episodes in the remake of Walker that Jared Padalecki's doing.
Okay, yeah.
So he's been around, and he's still working. I personally think he would do well as Superman. Like, I would almost, if we were gonna, again, same thing as the last guy, Peyton, you know, fish out of water story, I think would work with this guy. But he strikes me as a little more of, like, when the characters that he's played have a little more arrogance behind them. Not necessarily like they're dicks, but they're more sure of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where Peyton would be like, you know, fish out of the water, you know, country guy, just kind of like, oh, I don't know, city's kind of scary, you know, what am I going to do? I feel like his take on that would be a little more steadfast and sure, almost to the point where his confidence is going to cause him to fuck up.
Yeah.
So it'd be a little more comedic and a little more relatable, which is for me has always been my biggest issue with Superman is that he has so much fucking power. How do you relate to this guy? And I think this is how you do it. When he's not being superpowered, he's just a fucking klutz. He's a fucking idiot. The man has no idea what the hell's going on half the time, but he's just trying to get by because everyone's got to.
I would love to see this guy possibly play sort of almost like a Blue Mountain State Superman.
Ooh, that would be funny.
You can't just walk into journalism. Remember, like, Clark Kent is a journalist. Yeah. That's not a job you walk into. You need to have, like, that is...
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely.
One of the jobs you need an education for. So imagine he's got to go through, like... a journalism major, but at the same time he walks onto the football team and he's like throwing 400 yard balls like it's nothing. Yo, Brady, what up, you?
Dude, like, that would like, be there's so a little bit of him funny.
That's like, I've got to be Dash from The Incredibles. I can be good,
yes,
but I can't be that good because Superman's my secret identity. But then you've got like he could meet, like, Lex Luthor could be, like, a professor, like a science professor at the college or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, really fabricate the whole fucking story. Like, sort of almost Injustice. This would be a great Superman, like, with an Injustice kind of style. Not Injustice. Invincible. Invincible yeah. kind of style. We might need to talk more about this. Like, I'm low-key intrigued, man.
Yo, like, that shit's actually really fucking funny.
Bring back, like, low-key Easter egg. Bring back Marathon Monday. He's like, oh, I've got to act drunk. How do you act drunk? And he watches, like, Chevy Chase videos or some shit. So he's there trying to hold his beer, and he just, like, he trips over and he breaks the table. Yo, you got to get out, man.
Oh,
that'd be
shit.
Sick. Oh, my second to last one sucks. Like, my last one's a curveball. Well, it doesn't suck. My second to last one's Winston Duke.
Ooh.
I've not just cast him as Superman because he could be. He's tough as nails. He's charismatic. I've cast him as Superman and Bizarro.
Ooh.
Give this guy 3 movies as Superman. Where there's one where he's he could be like upgrade his job at was it the Globe?
Daily Planet.
Daily Planet, that's the one. It's got it's just the Globe.
The Globe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So upgrade his job to like sports. Like he's sports. He's there, he's doing like he's doing football, he's doing basketball, he's doing all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to see if I'm being racist there. Like, he can be an actual journalist, but I just think that would suit his, like, that would suit his charisma a little bit more. It would suit a man of his size a little bit more. So I just think, like, do like that. But, like, he's also Superman, of course. But, like, at the very end of that movie, that there's, like, he's also out there as Bizarro as well. As well as Superman, and in the second movie, he's like he plays like he's got to be all three. He's got to be Superman. He's got to be Bizarro, and he's basically got to fight himself, which he basically does in Us.
Yeah, that's true.
That's basically Superman versus Bizarro in a Jordan Peele kind of way. That was a good movie. I need to watch those again.
No, I think Winston Duke's a good call. Like yeah. Him as M'Baku is like, it's really good.
Yeah, especially in this second movie, like mm-hmm. he was, like, he felt like M'Baku had belonging for the first time in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't disappear, like, but he wasn't used at all in Endgame.
Yeah,
like that feels. Like a big slap across the face. I guess he was kind of maybe in Wakanda, like helping out. Because mm-hmm. Wakanda kind of got fucked up.
Yep.
But yeah, you know. So that's yeah, I think Winston Duke could smash it. But that nice. I will let you know now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my last name. My curveball is like it's a curveball.
It's a curveball. Okay.
It's a curveball. Why is my Apple Watch trying to stop listening? At some point, I've said something that mm-hmm. my Apple Watch is like, "Oh, let me look at that for you." Yeah, I got an Apple Watch for Christmas because I'm white. No, it's helping with my fitness. It's tracking all of my movements, and I'm not nice. Moving enough apparently.
Yeah, I got one of those too.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up, bruv. I think it's because I said AW.
Ah, fair enough. That'll do it.
Alright, so who's your last Sebastian?
Alright, so my last and who I personally would love to see cast as Superman is Dacre Montgomery.
From Strange Things?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, that's you win.
So here's my reasoning for it. He's already kind of been in a superhero role. He played the Red Ranger in the Power Rangers movie that didn't do well, but I thought he as a character as an actor, I think he would do really well in as Superman, like kind of in the way Cavill really grounded Superman. Like, he made him feel like a human being. Like, you know, he wasn't just happy-go-lucky, you know, fucking no care in the world. And, like, no, the guy has issues, and the guy, at the end of the day, is someone who... He's not from here. He's not from this fucking planet. He's essentially an orphan. He's a guy searching for purpose and belonging and, you know... In a world where he's always going to be just an alien, like, you know, people will like accept him for that, but at the end of the day, that's what he is. You know, he's not from here. He's not like anyone, and I feel like Dacre could capture that and bring that to light as a Superman, as Clark Kent, as Superman, and you know the way he handled himself in fucking Stranger Things. I feel like the heroics of the character. He would fucking nail.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dacre Montgomery. Like if I was gonna cast someone as Superman, that's who I would pick.
Yeah, I love that. I love that pick. I think that's a great pick. So are you ready for mine?
I am indeed. Hit me with that curveball, bro.
Cast this fucker. Global, cast this fucker. If James Gunn really wants. A young actor, talent's fucking out there. Have the movie begin its buzz around the world
mm-hmm.
by having a global cast around the world.
So you're going for an unknown in the last one.
I'm going unknown, bro.
Fuck, dude, that's. When you were talking curveball, I was like, God damn. But now you're like, I'm like, oh, God damn.
Yeah. It feels like I wrote it down. I was like, is this cheap? And I was like, no. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. It's getting yelled at after, like, you know, what you goddamn Apple Watch. But yeah, felt like I don't think it's cheap. I think this is.
Nah.
Like, it's a very strong possibility of where they could go. That we've not been told how young, and if it is as young as I think James Gunn actually wants to go, I think this is a really good choice. It's how John Boyega got Star Wars. Like, I mean, I know he'd already done Attack the Block, but J.J. Abrams did actually cast for Finn like this.
It's honestly, it's fucking crazy. Like, thinking about it, like, the potential that's fucking out there is mind-boggling. So, like, this this as a last pick, dude, is, I think, phenomenal, because you open the door to fucking the world, and then when you find that person can be made.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking crazy. Nah, I think that's a great pick, dude. I think that's a great fucking pick.
Thank you.
Oh man. Fucking Damn, Superman, so
what
dude.
What are we doing next week? Green Lantern?
I mean, we can turn the. I mean, if fucking Gunn is going to be recasting everyone, I don't see why the fuck we can't.
Who's going to be Lobo? Oh wait, might be Jason Momoa.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
I would love to see. I like, honestly, when I saw him cast as Aquaman, I was like, why isn't this motherfucker Lobo? Like, right, like MCU. Well, Marvel got Ryan Reynolds to do Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so these actual fan castings can happen. John Krasinski is fantastic.
Exactly.
You know, the only one who thought the one who thought he was wanted as his character, but we really didn't need, was Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam. People want me as Black Adam. Yeah, 10 years ago. Not anymore.
Yeah, no. Nobody cares, dude. Sorry. I still love
I'm
his whole...
I'm putting my laptop to rest. It's been on for a while. It's a well-earned sleep. Thank you for your notes. Thank you for your guidance. Please stop making so much noise.
Yeah, I still think it's fucking funny how he was like, you know, the hierarchy of power in the DC universe is going to change, and he couldn't have been more right and wrong at the same fucking time. And I think that's where we end it.
Yep. Just as Black Adam ended.
With a whimper.
So fucking open for no fucking reason.
All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us. Remember to rate, comment, subscribe, and, you know, let us know who your picks for Superman would be, or, you know, Ultraman, or any of the DC heroes that will inevitably be fucking recasted by James Gunn and Peter Safran.
And remember, stay away from snowmobiles and snowplows.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. That is, I feel like that is a message I'm going to convey throughout the year. Stay away from those fuckers.
Use a shovel. Use a shovel.
Manual labor. You'll thank me for it. Your Apple Watch will thank you for it.
All right, take it easy, everyone.
Come join us on this trip. Now I'm like rolling out the script.
Come on, man. Come join us on a trip. I'm sorry. Now we're throwing out the script. I hope you don't charge a penny. I hear the weekend's calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, What's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.